Okay, Yishkof Ben Chanin, Lakor Dever Min HaTorah, one of the more jaw-dropping segiyos that we're going to do.
Woo!
And it's still mind-boggling. So without further ado, let's do it. And just in context, why we're here is because when we were talking about Mishum Aguna Kilu Bei Rabbanan, so Tosfos quoted the Ri who says, why is it that we can trust the Eid Echad? So his answer is, really, you can't. You're not allowed to trust the Eid Echad. It's not a legitimate, you know, source. But Yishkoch Be'achachamim Lakor Dover Min HaTorah, and Be'achachamim decided that, you know, this is important, and we're going to sort of veto or override the real din and allow her to get remarried, even nega the actual din Torah. Right? So now the question is, like, how exactly is that? How does that work? Why should that be? Right? So the Gemara again. Ki gufa min alan am Reb Zira mitoch chumeshech marta leh besofa ikata leh betchila lo lichmer lo lekel. Okay, right? Instead of just being machmir on her if things go wrong and then make on her to let her remarry, why don't we just leave things as they are and then, right? Don't be more machmir at the end, and don't be more makel at the beginning. It's just mishum iguna ikilu be'arban. We really want her to be able to remarry. We don't want her to be stuck. And therefore, we're makel, okay? But that comes with as a package deal. So Tosa says, mitoch shomer shech marta la basofa, nira levi, delaislan the memar anan sadi. Right? The other main way of explaining this is to say that the eid echad in this context actually really has the level of ne'amanos of 2 8. Right? Anan sadi, we testify that this is the truth, and we treat this eid echad as if he's really 2 8. Right? Don't say that, says the Ri. V'nomar eid echad b'kach min ha-Torah, and say that the eid echad here works midaraisa. Elam itakarnas chachamim hu. It's really only itakarnas chachamim hu dinem. V'in ze akiras davar min ha-Torah, and it's not akiras davar min ha-Torah. Why? Okay. Why isn't this being okay davar min ha-Torah? Right. Well, how is this acceptable? Kivan shedome ha-davar hagun lahamin. Since it's similar and it's reasonable to believe, right? The structure is similar to the din d'oraisa, and it's believable, right? This eid echad's testimony is compelling. It makes sense to trust him. So therefore, kimoshe efarish the kamana, as I'm going to explain, shebedavar sheish ktsas tam smach lo chashuv oker davar min ha-Torah. So Tosos leaves out a little important point, which is there's a machlokas whether or not chachamim can be oker davar min ha-Torah but kum bi'aseh, right? Can they oker something in the Torah actively? Can they really just say we have veto power? Right? We have emergency powers, right? And we're using our emergency powers to declare a state of rabbinic law or martial law, and we can override. So the Gemara has a question: can they just do whatever they want, basically, when it's necessary, or not? So Tosa says, this isn't really that. This is different. Right? This is a little bit different, because here we're dealing with a case where it's similar, and when it's similar, it's not really Akira Stavra Min HaTorah. Right? Now, it's, on one hand, it's like, oh, okay, like, the basic idea of it makes sense. So it's saying, like, oh, if it makes sense, it's not oker davar min ha-Torah. On the other hand, like, that's not really how things work, right? In law, what matters is what the law is, not just what makes sense. So what exactly is going on, right? So it sort of says, oh, if it makes sense, then it's okay. But then, like, how does that make any sense? How can you do that, right? That's not a legal mechanism, right? So it's like, oh, yishkoch be'achamim, but obviously, as long as it makes sense, you could do it. Okay, so that's like a, just in terms of like yeesh coffee I've come, that's just sort of as easy as you can go. And like, oh, we're here, but give me over there.
this is what
So it can be okay. Kishiyesh zasnam. That's the read.
I'm really gonna need.
Need some help in figuring out like how on earth does that make sense? Like how could you just do? But that's what the reset. That's like okay, in that corner of the board. Okay, so the Gemara itself discusses the question of Yishkof Berachamim in a different context. Later on in that Gemara in Yevamos, it comes up on like a side point. The fact that her children are going to be Mamzerim from the first marriage, if she goes back to the first husband, so the kid is a Mamzer Midrabanan. How can that be, right? If the kid marries a Mamzer Daraisa, that would be Midrabanan a Mamzer with a Daraisa Mamzer, so then that should be a problem. So the question, one of the options, maybe it's they're Oker Devermin HaTorah. So I'm like, V'im Tomer V'atlo Tizbara V'atnan Havlad Mamzer Mizel Mizel. Bishlo Mami Sheni Mamzer El Mi Rishon Hamai Ishtovi V'Yisrael Ma'aliyah Hiku. Right, so there's no reason for the first husband to, and her to have be making Mamzerim. Because Sharina B'Mamzer, so I'm like, yeah, we're going to allow them to marry a Mamzer. No, right? It's only Midarbanan, and really they stuck. You can't merely marry a Mamzer, so you can't really marry a Basisar. So Shafar Chizur Avina, and they go through a whole. And one of the cases is that the husband of a ketana is Yorisha. Right, so it says, oh, no, Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. Right, Bezen has, supreme authority over monetary matters, right, for the very simple reason of, the economy runs based on whatever the markets say and whatever the Fed says, and, right, the functioning of the economy is actually something that's entirely dependent on public acceptance. So Bezen can legislate basically anything that has to do with monetary matters. Ezra that says, they were going to be mafkir stuff if people didn't come. Okay. Fine. So then the question is, okay, but how if he's a Kohen, how could he be matamim? Right? It's one thing to say Yishkof Berachamim Lakor Devermin HaTorah by Dini Mamonos because we have an automatic, we have an automatic rule that says, Rabbi Mamonos, best thing to do whatever he wants, right? What makes Dine Mamonos, whatever it is that they are? And the answer is, Bezdin can legislate it, just like all regulation, unless you're libertarian, is entirely an acceptable, activity for the government. Okay, but what about Matameila? How could the Kohen be Matame to his wife, right, who's a Ketana, who's not really Midaraisa, his wife, if Midaraisa, she's not his wife, so he's a Kohen who's being metame to someone random, right? Midarana, metame la ba. Mishum dahavi la meis mitzvah. So he says, oh, because she's like a meis mitzvah. Ni havi meis mitzvah. Vatane, izu meis mitzvah. Kosh in korvin, in lo korvin, kore vachirim onin also, izu meis mitzvah. Right? What's a meis mitzvah? Someone who has no one to bury them. And if you were to call others, right, and they're going to come and take care of it, then not a meis mitzvah, right? The definition of a meis mitzvah here is someone who has no relatives and, they're not going to come and take care of it. So the Kohen has to be metame, right? So here, she has relatives who will take care of it, right? Who would bury her and take care of the funeral. And so it's hachanami, kivan delo yarsila, kariyav lo anula. Since they're not yoresh, she's the one who's yoresh. So the relatives are, are going to refuse to pay for the cost of the funeral. Since he's the one who's being Yerush. Okay, now here an interesting question. When we're saying that she's a meis mitzvah now, what does that mean? How does that work? Right? Are we saying that she's actually a meis mitzvah? Right? And the chap is that the Rabbanan have tweaked with certain peripheral parameters of the situation in order to make her actually a meis mitzvah. What do we mean in this case? They made the derabanan husband be yoresh, and because he's yoresh, right, the relatives actually will say, "Well, it's your problem, not ours, right? You got to take care of the funeral because you're the one who gets the money." And because of that, she's actually halachically a meis mitzvah, and now he could also be a metamim, right? So the trick is, in this case, we're not actually being okay davar min haTorah. What we're doing is we're tweaking the circumstances such that we're actually getting to, right, the appropriate halacha, right? Just because we're changing, you know, something, we're decreeing A, which is a monetary din, which is in our power, that leads to a chain reaction, which gets us to the what we want in the daraisa as well. But everything's glatt kosher in the daraisa, right? Now, you know, in that case, either you can say, "Oh, well, that's okay. That's just we're a good dechia. That's not yishkach be'achamim lachor." Or you can say, "Yeah, that's really what's going on in yishkach be'achamim lachor," which is ultimately not really going to change the daraisa. And what they can do is they can manipulate things that are within their power, right? That they do have the power to legislate, which will lead to changing the bottom line. Right? So let's say you had like a, just like a, as an illustration, you could have a, I don't know, it's right here, goring like you guys have. Right? Are we changing the, you know, the din atzmo, right? The Torah says A, and we're changing that. Taking the din from din, let's say din A. Din B, I guess, right? Or what we're doing over here is where parameters, which leads to B parameters, let's say, which leads to din. Right? We're not changing the din, right? In fact, we will say, you know, which leads to, yeah, surely, not doing this well. But essentially, here, we have the original din, right? There are din, the Rabbanan are in Boker, din A, which we would have our Rabbanan call it. Rabbanan being okay with him. Here, the Rabbanan are changing the parameters by making him yorish, which leads us to him. Okay? And those are two fundamentally different ways of saying okay, the Rabbanan Torah, right? Over here, the Rabbanan are overriding the din daraisa. Over here, they're not changing the daraisa. The din itself remains the same, right? The din, I guess, is in like that. Din. Is remaining the same, right? But what I put into the black box of the din daraisa is different, so I get a different result. Okay. So, which one of these is the Gemara saying? So, Toso says, Kivan de lo yarsila kari velo anula, mashma de chol hecha de yarsila metamil. It goes through, he says, his first assumption is that really we're changing her into a meis mitzvah. That's really what happens. But then he challenges it from all these other cases where, right, the relationship of Yerusha does not mean you have a din of meis mitzvah. Umihu, so he says it's dome, umihu eina meis mitzvah gamor, v'chein nira, de'im yishum de'hevi meis mitzvah gamor, mitamila, the meis mitzvah immediately Yisrael, the kohen Amrina Benazir, Yitame Yisrael, the Hayit Makohen. Right? We say Katan the Havir Rabbanan Mashma the Mitame Kishar Baal Shemitame Leishu the Raisa in Yisham Kama Yisrael. He says, doesn't seem like it's actually a din of meis mitzvah because it doesn't follow the dinim, or doesn't seem to follow the dinim of regular case of meis mitzvah, right? So if there was another Yisrael there, you wouldn't be mitameh by meis mitzvah. So here it can't just be like, oh, Nebuch, she now she's a meis mitzvah because we changed the parameters, right? But what's also interesting is that it's very important for us that it's domeh l'meis mitzvah, right? Which we're going to get back to. But again, it's important, but it's not actually a meis mitzvah, right? So Tosos here, again, like the read, is saying there's the din, and we've changed the actual din. The Tosos Yeshanim there says something like almost the same thing, but he emphasizes it in a different way, which I'm not totally sure how to, you know, really explain. But he says, right, the same basic line of argument, V'nir d'chacha ka'amar d'mitameila mishum d'chachamim shavyuha k'meis mitzvah she'in lo kovrim elahu d'bezdin yachol lakor d'vim ha'Torah. Right? They made her like a meis mitzvah she'in lo kovrim, and he's the only one who's able. Why? Because bezdin are able to be okir d'vim ha'Torah. V'chacha she'yish tam gadol b'davar d'lo yaris la'av u'masidino v'ein z'chashuv akira. His emphasis is that we're not really being oker, we are, but it's not nechshav and akira, because Bezdin, two things, right? One, Bezdin is making her a meis mitzvah vis-a-vis him. They're not saying, oh, a kohen can be metame in a case where he's not allowed to be metame, right? This is a very subtle difference, but I think it's important for Tosfos. We're not saying you can do something that you're not allowed to do. We're saying the situation is what it isn't. Right? We're construing it, we're applying a din which exists in a case where it shouldn't really. Right? Ve'ein zeh chashav akira. We're not being oker the din d'oraisa. We are applying the din to the cases differently than it theoretically should have. Right? It's a little bit similar to what we're talking about in the question of Hora, right? The role of Bezdin for the Heter Aguna is, we said, the Gemara says, for Nachman, that we consider it to be a Hora when they rely on the Eid Echad, right? And the question was, in the Rishonim, why? Is that because the treatment of the Eid Echad as reliable is a Takana? Or because Bezdin is possibly to rely on this specific Eid Echad, right? So here too, are we being oker the halacha, or are we being oker, right, the parameters of when we would apply a certain din? Right? Are we changing the din itself, or are we going back before and saying, oh, you know, maybe this case this din should apply also in this other case? Okay. So here we're saying there is meis mitzvah, right?
You have meis mitzvah, let's say. And we have din meis mitzvah. In theory, right, originally, it should apply to cases B and C, right, but not A, and the Rabbanan come and do this. Right? They're not saying, oh, do something different, be metamila, right? The reason you can do this is because it's similar, right? Let's get it.
We are applying, expanding. And here, similar, T.
Okay, case is like this, right? You have a this Kohen, he's married to a Ketana. They're not really married Midoraisa, they are married Midarabanan. He's Yorish and Mitameh. He's a Kohen, he's not allowed to Mitameh. He's Mitameh to bury his wife. Right? If they were really married, a Kohen is Mitameh to bury his wife. Right? So here, the Rabbanan are talking that they're married. Why? Because of Shleyim and Gomina Hefter, right? All sorts of. Why can you can Yukisha Kitana through Kulabiya Soma? Right? But the thing is that he can be Mitameh when he's Yorish. He's not even Mitameh, right? She's not his wife, Midoraisa. So if the Gemara says, because she's like a Mace Mitzvah, but she's not, since he's Yorish, it's as if he's Kari Lo Ani, and if he were to say to the other relatives, come and bury her, they'd be like, you're the Yorish, we're not coming, it's your problem, right? What? Exactly. So is it a quasi Mace Mitzvah? Is it actually like totally good Mace Mitzvah? Or is it not, but it's similar enough that we can make use of that, right? And here again, why do we want it to be similar? It could be for two reasons, which we'll get into later, but it could be because we need it to be similar just because it doesn't look right.
Yeah.
Right? It could be like, we have this power, right? We have the authority, right? We have a blank check that says, in certain circumstances, when necessary, you can use emergency powers, right? But, you can only do that if it doesn't look like you're undermining, the legitimacy of the rules. So it has to be similar, otherwise it just doesn't look right. That's one approach. Or you could say that the ability to do so only exists when it's similar. Okay? The Rav, we'll do a little more out of order, but the Rav by Sfira Sahomer has like a very big shita that it's like Shloshim of Abelos. So what? Once you have a scruffy looking beard by Abelos, you can shave. No one ever said that by Sfira Sahomer. The Rav says you can. Because in general, the parameters of Sfira match Shloshim. Right, you don't do a wedding, this, that, other thing. Fine. How do we know that? So the Rav says you can't have a minhag that just do something. Right? It's just not a thing. You can't go like, sorry guys, random list of things that we don't do. Right? That's the minhag, we do random things, right? It has to be a chalos. It has to meet some sort of halachic criteria. So if we want to make a minhag to do minhage avilas during Sfiras Omer, it has to be based off some real, right, Doraisa halachic construct, which is avilas, shloshim, or even a Darabanan construct. But it has to be based off a real halachic structure. So here too, and Ramosha Bison does it, he says, like Kipios, he says, the minhag is X, Y, Z, theta, like those are the things on the list, and that's it. Like the minhag is whatever the minhag is. It's not, it doesn't necessarily have to have like a structure, like a chalos to it. But the Rav, his idea, he was very powerful, which is if we're dealing with halacha, right, you can't just do whatever you want necessarily, right? It has to fit within the system. So maybe it is not just that it has to be similar, because if it's not similar, it could, just looks bad. Or, you see that? One second, I'm going to get out of the screen. Yeah, that's right? It looks bad otherwise. Maybe they have the power, but just can't, there's got to be a limit. It just doesn't look right. You're not allowed to do it if it looks really bad. Or you need to have a real halachic structure that you're basing yourself on. You can't just come and say, we're being okay, or we decided X. We can say, we're going to change rules. We're going to, apply this halachic structure to it. Right? We can say this is a basement. This is going to be treated as a basement. We're going to say, we're applying the rules of basement. Right? Why? It doesn't belong. But Mace Mitzvah exists. It shows that there is a context in which a Kohen can be Mitameh. Right? We can use that. We have the ability to say, do that here too. Right? And I think that's a nice conceptual idea. Is, right, what's the point of Mace Mitzvah, conceptually? Right? The person gets married, covered up rios. right? What's the idea here? Why is the Kohen metame to his relatives, right? It's kavod for the mace. So, right? So just like the kavod toward this other person is doche his ledin of kohuna and he's metame by mace mitzvah, right? And the same similar reason by his relatives is the same reason why his derabanan wife is a good reason for him to be metame, right? Right? On a very, very formal level, you'd say, oh, well, you know, it wouldn't necessarily apply, but the fundamental idea of kavod abrios in this context really should create the following result, right, is halachically true, right? It's not necessarily true formally, right, because it doesn't fit, you know, in the, there's no formal thing that says, oh, in this case, there's like, you know, it's like, oh, it's really low naim if he doesn't, you know, treat her that way. But it really is, right? So the Rabbanan can give it that formal acknowledgement, right? The only reason why he shouldn't be metame here is because formally we're saying, well, it's basically like a mace mitzvah, the same idea as mace mitzvah, but, you know, and it's just the same reason why he's metame to his, right, first degree relatives, but technically she's not his relative. So Rabbanan could say, yeah, well, technically she, you know, we say that she is. And they have the ability to do that. So what they're doing, though, is they're giving formal recognition to something which is already, right, fundamentally correct, right? Either formal recognition, to fundamental svara, or they need to be based on some sort of halakhic structure. So they're slightly different. Okay, just there's three. One is it looks bad. It undermines the authenticity of halacha if you don't do it. If it doesn't, it's not similar. That's one way to understand the read. Right? It has to be domek sas, right? The Tosos Yeshanim though uses this lashon of there needs to be a tam gadol, right? It needs to be really true, even though technically it's not. Which I think is something much more like this could also work well with here. Right? We're expanding the din, maybe we have, you know, the area between this and this, between formal recognition to this fundamental svara and the idea that they can expand the din, because it really could have applied here. Technically it doesn't, because you're not technically related to him in any way, right? They're just, you know. Midarabana, they're married, but they're not actually married. Midaraisa, so Midaraisa, they're not. She doesn't fit into any of the formal categories, but fundamentally she does, right? On the basic level, she does. So therefore, the Rabbanan can come and give them that formal recognition, which is very, very similar. I'm not sure, you know, you draw a line here. So I think Tos Yishanim is definitely over here. Is that more common using for she does?
Eino nechshav akira.
What we're saying here is, you're right that we're equal care, right? It doesn't really fit. It's not like over here that it really fits. But when there's a tam gadol, right? When formally it really makes sense to see that formal recognition, then it's not really matched up in Akira. It's not changing the din, right? We're just expanding its application to a case that it ought to fit in, it ought to be part of, it formally isn't, and we, you know, as the Ramana, who, right, have formal authority, can give it formal recognition. And I think this is an awesome idea. And in cases where it should be, it's not, and the Ramana can say, hey, our job is, right, or one of the things that we're tasked to do. Okay, the question is where that power comes from is we're going to deal with as well. But our ability is to say, oh, we're going to give formal recognition to this case. Okay, then that's awesome. Okay, my turn.
Okay, so that was the that's the Tosfos Shani. The Tashbates says says by Kar Hiksha Gemara Vamra Vechi Masin Davar Bezanak or Davar Torah V'Tirtzu Shevi Al Tasa Shani, that if you are not being okay but Kumba say, if you're not saying get up and go violate the Torah, and we're saying don't do it. Like let's say the classic case of Lulav on Shabbos. First day of Sukkot, you're really supposed to take Lulav on Shabbos. First day of Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to take the take and blow the shofar on Shabbos. Right? Why don't we? Shemli Yavirenu Dalaramos Roshos Harab. So the Tashbit says, you know, okay, so those cases, right, that's not considered Yish Koch Be'ach Malakar Darman HaTorah. Or even if you think that they can't be Oker Darman HaTorah, but come back saying, Shegel Tasa is shiny. Shatora not narushus chachamim lasos siag la Torah. The mitzvah achas tibata mutav shem tibata me'aleha v'lo yavo am midechil Shabbos b'yadayim. He's adding in something, a different chashiva, which says, look, you know, and this in terms of the svara sense is very, you know, very reasonable. It says, ultimately, the chachamim have the ability to, are told, right? Their job is to make gedarim. Their job is to make sure that right, people keep you know halacha properly. And as such, right, that's their job. And part of that job is to say, yeah, don't do this mitzvah in this case because you know it could lead to chilul Shabbos, let's say. Right? Now, it's a much more limited way of looking at the whole din. But where does that fit into? Right, they have the authority to make a siyah. So I think it's over here, right? We're saying, oh, they're not allowed to institute a siyah. And then before we ever get to the din, right, we're saying, oh, okay, you know, we have a siyah. We're not allowed to make a siyah. Before the din kicks in, essentially, right? And so the Tashbit says, you should move it over here. Shevi al tasa. See, I'm getting even further. Right, fundamentally, it has to be Shevi Al Tasa. This is an important point. It's not just, it's only going to work in case of Shevi Al Tasa, but fundamentally, it's Shevi Al Tasa because, right, there are the Rabban, can you even get there? Right, they're supposed to make preventative measures to protect the din d'oraisa, and as such, if they do that, then even before the din kicks in, there's the siyag that basically stops you over here, right? So in our respect, we have siyag, right? Siyag says. And you go in over here, in sort of, then that means, say, in terms of arrow, it's a big no, big arrow, that's not so clear, it's like Latin. Yeah. And it says, no arrow, we're not, we're just, they didn't ever take in because we made a siyag that says, just don't go there. Okay? That's much, the svara there is very simple. And the Torah says, chachamim, v'asu mishmeras v'mishmarti, you're supposed to make siyagim around the mitzvos, and therefore, you just never get to the point where we're actually going to do this thing. Okay. Okay, so this Mishnah in Sukkah is about the Shami Yavirenu Dalet Amos. The Aruch Lener explains something about Rashi. Rashi says, this is actually back to inside. Lulav Arava, Shisha B'Shiva, Lulav Shiva Ketzad, Yantav Shishal Chag, Shacholos B'Shabbos, Lulav Shiva, because you take Lulav even on Shabbos if it's the first day. Amai. So the question is, Shakol, you don't. Why? Why don't you take it every day? So that's a total ba'almahu, v'litchi Shabbos. Why don't we just do it anyway? There's no isser in picking up a lulav. G'zeir sham yak, l'tlenu b'yado v'yelech itzo baki v'lomod. Right? Because we're worried that you'll do hotza on Shabbos. Says Rashi, total ba'alma, in both sad isser, ela ki meteltel itzim. B'kiva d'min ha-Torah hu b'mikdash kol sheva, lama asruhu mas yag l'Torah matzubo. Right? Now what's interesting, Akati Yikshe, says the Archoner, my paracha my tiltol alma, delmi mishum iser tiltol asru. He says, wait a second, the Gemara says that, you know, hey, it's only till only mukta. Okay. Mukta is asr mizarbanan, right? So why just say, okay, mukta is asr and kalabasa, right? Bad luck, you know, that knocks out mitzvah lulav in this case. Aval yish lomar, dimashi yish was just lechachamim lak or davar min haTorah b'shibi al taseh, haynu min diksiv u'mishmeret mishmartem es mishmarti, didarshinan asu mishmeret mishmarti, right? Make a protection around my Torah. Dibizem kaimin chachamim tzivu yishal kadosh baruch hu. And this is right, this is huge. Why? Because only if the chachamim are protecting a didoraisa, right, that's actually something that they're chayiv to do. Right, that's part of their job. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. V'yish lahem rishus lak or mitzvasa. Achein zelo shayach rak im habtakana siag l'mitzvah d'oraisa. When can the chacham be oker d'ar min haTorah? Says the Aruch Haner, only if it's in defense of another din d'oraisa. Aval im hi rak tikun ba'alma lo yi'lo. Lo yishlem rishus lak or mitzvah d'oraisa, right? It's very interesting. It says, if the only problem was mukta, which is only darabanan, then they wouldn't be able to stop you from taking lulav. Because then they'd be being oker din d'oraisa, right? The only time they can go and they could be oker d'ar min haTorah is if it's a case where they're defending another a mitzvah d'oraisa. Basically, their job is to defend the mitzvos, right? And essentially, it's like a form of triage of saying, oh, well, you want to do mitzvah A, but in the process, you might violate big yes or B. So we're going to tell you, don't do mitzvah A because you might violate mitzvah B, right?
So it's softer.
What?
It's much softer.
Yeah.
It's not as much. It's
even more than the tashbis. It's even more than the tashbates, because for the tashbates, it says their job is to make siyag. They're allowed to make a siyag, right? Here, right here, the Aruch Haner is saying it's l'kiyom hamitzvos, basically l'kiyom shmiras hamitzvos. Esher Livchos Kiyam Mitzvah. Right? Basically, we're not even okay or anything. We're just telling you, we have this balance, we have these two dinim, right? We need to protect this thing, the right stuff, so we're going to tell you not to start doing something that could lead to it, even though you're doing a Lashem Mitzvah. We're not being okay that Mitzvah, we're just, right, being extra careful about this. Right, which also reminds us a little lot about in the Aguna Sugyas, we're always dealing with this question of, we want to be mounted to Aguna, we want to make sure she gets happily ever after. Right? And those two are always playing off each other. Right? So here, I mean, it's like, not the same, but in the parallel, you have two mitzvahs d'oraisa, right? So we're saying, oh, be okay this one because we want to make a siyah. Right? We're more than that. We're saying, oh, we have the two of them, and we're making a mishmeres for A at the expense of B.
Still a
chiddush, but very right. Because you could say,
don't carry lulav and stuff.
Right, exactly. Right. The chiddush is like, once we know that Rabbanan are supposed to assume mishmeres to mishmeres. We know they're allowed to make siyagim, right? So we say, but when can you do it? It's a huge. The chiddush, I think, is actually that he's going over here. This actually made a lot of sense. It says, make a siyag. That's part of our job.
We want to make sure that, you know, everyone does the right thing.
Great.
You know, that's part of their, that's in their powers. Tell you don't do something. You want to do a good, you know, the right thing. This mitzvah, it's not the right time right now. You know? Like, someone's like, oh, but like, I don't know, I can imagine that you talking about like Cheles, or someone's like, Korban Pesach. If we were to storm Har HaBayis and we were to put up a Mizbeach, then it would be kosher, and maybe, and then like, you know, Korban Pesach, gotta do it, right? And if your rabbi says, you know, maybe we shouldn't storm Har HaBayis right now, it might not be such a good idea. I can imagine not pulling out like the Shulchan Aruch and being like, taco, why not? Why isn't it Doyvet? You know? Like, you don't necessarily need like a special authority in order to say, like, you know what? Something's gotta, you gotta be smart. So here, you know, we're saying, no, in order to be, say, even Mishiv Bialtaseh, to say don't do a certain mitzvah, it needs to be Litzorech Kiyom of another Doraisa. So I think it's a huge chiddush b'dafka in the fact that he's being with Samson so much. It's a chiddush in terms of, you know, I can say, yeah, the Torah says do something. You gotta do it. It doesn't matter what. But once we know that the Chachamim can, the fact that you're saying, oh, only because they're playing off the two Doraisas, right? Because then it's Doraisa versus Doraisa. Okay. So that's just the total opposite extreme. Okay. So the Rajba says the Chena Goonim she tiknu ligvos achsha metalklin the Asmi the Fisharo Chachmi Yisrael shakin yafalem Yisrael liftoach delas b'chnei bovet. Ah, so here's the thing. So he's talking about a case of the Gaonim were attacking. You could be Gove, the Ksiva from the Yisomim. And you could be, and for Lovin, you could collect from the Yisomim. So Chachmi Yisrael, Heim ke'avihem shal Yisrael, v'chayav l'shmo alehem. Right? The Chachamim are like avihem shal Yisrael. There's like a, you know, like kabed as avicha v'esimecha. It's mitzvah to listen to your parents is boy. Gedolim yizu amru shebezdin masam lakar dar mena Torah v'samcho masha amru Torah asher yorucha v'kol shekin v'migdar milz. Okay? So the Torah says, here's a little bit of different, it's not v'im asu mishmeres mishmarti, but rather, right, asher yorucha, you're supposed to listen to the Chachamim, and not only are you supposed to listen to the Chachamim in general, but you're supposed to be mekayim the Torah, kifi asher kechol asher yorucha, right? So, as the Chachamim command, I think that is a little bit more like what the Harabayas example, right? What's he saying? What's the appropriate way to mekayim the mitzvahs, right? In general, there are a lot of opportunities for mitzvahs, right? There's a mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. Oh, okay, why don't you run right now and, like, you know, go, you know, grab hold of the nearest poor person and help him cross the street? That's old people. Right? You give him tzedakah. If he's an old poor person, right, why don't you grab him, give him tzedakah, and help him cross the street? Right? Help him catch a snake. Right? From up. Raising for the snake. Help an old man catch a snake. So, you know, in general, right, we know that there's a certain question of prioritization, right? We're sitting on Torah. Maybe we should, I don't know, be doing chesed, or people do chesed. Why aren't they sitting on Torah all day? Or why aren't they, like, building up a giant, you know, storehouse of gold so they can rebuild the base of English? Right? The question is, like, why, you know, why has anyone... I prioritize certain things over others. So one of the things, the answer is there's a balance, right? There are different ways of, you know, figuring out exactly what to do. And it also, in a lot of cases, it depends on the circumstances. So the Rajba, in a certain sense, saying, oh, right, you're supposed to listen to the Chacham. And the Torah explicitly says, how are you supposed to, right, let's say, optimize your Kiyam HaMitzvos? How are you supposed to, right, actualize Kiyam HaMitzvos? Right, Shomer Torah, Asher Yerucha. You're supposed to follow the Chachamim.
right? And kol shekeinu tefilmei damilso. Obviously, in a case where it's right to defend and protect against potential issues, that kol shekein, you know, you're supposed to. But even without that, even without mishmeres mishmarti, right? Let's wish we can do color for mishmeres.
Rashi says here, he says in here, you're not really going to be okay the din, let's say, right? But the question is how to apply the din, how to implement the din, how to balance these different issues. So see, Rajba says, Yecha, Asher,
spell this right, hopefully. So we spell it right, Asher, Yom.
The proper implementation. Right, so they can tell you what the appropriate way to implement the din is, even if that says, you know, oh, right, in this case, shouldn't we have something different? So they can tell you, oh, no, we're, you know, you're right, it's Shabbos, and so I guess that you should be taking the lulav. Tell you, you know, don't take the lulav. And in the Rajma, what we find, we're saying, mukta, we think mukta is important, let's say. It's not, you know, Mars isn't talking about mukta, I don't think mukta would be a problem. But in theory, the Rajba, I think, would say, oh, yes, you think Muxa is a, we thought Muxa was a problem. And we thought that was important enough to say, we're not compromising on Muxa because it's, you know, it's important for the Tzivyon of Shabbos. Then we would say, don't do Lulav right now. That's not the appropriate implementation, right? We're not going against the din, though, right? But the implementation of the din would be altered. Okay. So this, in terms of the mechanics, and this is just an interesting, this is very, very interesting case. How do the mechanics work? So the Kovetz Ha'aros, which is Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, so he gets into the very, very nitty gritty. Which is like on a very technical level, like how exactly does it work? Where did it come from? Right. So the Rajma said it comes from, you know, what we call a Shayorucha. Right? And the Tashas and the says it comes from Mishmeres Meshmarti. Just like a basic difference between those, Mishmeres Meshmarti is more passive. It says, oh, you know, they can make a gedder around something, so they tell you basically not to do stuff. And according to the Rajma, we call a Shayorucha is you should do it, you should implement exactly the way they tell you. So, you know, those are already two very different perspectives. The Re seems, you know, has a much broader definition. He says they could really be okay the din. But if so, right, how exactly is that working? So the Kovetz Ha'aros, he talks more about this side, about the more the Shevi Al-Tasa side. He made B'hach Din Adish Koch B'acham Lak or Dabrana Torah B'Shevi Al-Tasa V'lo B'Kumbase Ishlach Dor Kama Chakiris. This is just Gishmak because it's he really ties in a lot of different layers of the sugya and shows how you really need to think on all of these. Right? You think, oh, Shevi Altasa, I know what those are. Right? But it says, okay, well, how do you define those? You can explain that two ways. Im ha-dabar toli b'guf ha-iser, im hu kum b'yasei o Shevi Altasa. Does it depend on whether the iser by its nature is kum b'yasei or shevi altase? Is it an active or passive iser? Or does it depend on how you would actually violate it physically? Lidugma, ba'omer shavua shuchal kikarzeh im uchal zu v'achlas etnai v'lo achlas iser. Okay, this is really getting like confusing. It's a nidam case where you swear that you will eat an A if you eat B, okay? Then you eat B, right? So then
you're now chayv to eat A. You said you're going to eat A if you eat B. You ate B, so now you have to eat A, right? Okay. Right, okay. Achlas tanai v'lo achlas iser, but never ate it. The gufa iser who shevi al taseh. The iser itself is shevi al taseh because he didn't do something he made a shvuah he would do. He said he made a shvuah to eat it, and he didn't eat it. Mikol makom avar alav al yidei achilas atzmah. But why did he violate it? Because he did something wrong, right? He did something. He went and he ate B, which triggered the chiyuv to also eat A. Shavuos is very useful for these sorts of nachmanis because you get to, you know, you can set it up however you want. Okay? V'chei b'riyas panim ba'azara reikam. Okay, I'm going to skip that now. You know? Okay? So, that's one question, right? How does it work? Right? What defines shevi'at ha'asara kum ba'aseh? Okay, now, how would you define it? We say it depends on the nature of the iser, or depends on the activity. So it depends on your conception of the sin. Why would you think it depends on the activity? Why would you say dafka depends on, you know, are you doing something or you're not doing something? Either is it about the activity or the nature of the din? Is it like a fundamentally an active mitzvah or like an iser? It says do something or don't do something, right? As opposed to, do you physically need to do an action or not? What would you prefer, one or the other? It's like a tricky one. It's like why pick one or the other? You have like opinions, right? So I think definitely if you go in like the more get there perspective, it's easier to say, oh, if it all comes from the Rabbanan's ability to make a get there, so they could say, don't do anything right now, right? I'm telling you, you're not allowed to do A. Don't do A, right? Don't move. Right? So then, say, oh, okay, they're glad to tell you not to do anything. And then, okay, you know, their authority says don't do it. Don't do anything, right? So then I'd say, oh, it depends on the physical action, perhaps. If it's about kechol asher yorucha, then I could tell you shevi al taseh. They can tell me when to do it or when not to do in a mitzvah. They can't really tell me to violate an iser, the pashtas. Right? Because it's about, kechol asher yorucha says, potentially. Right? You should be mekayim, you need to be mekayim, you need to follow their guidance and how they'll keep the Torah. Right? How to be mekayim the Torah. So when it's a question of being mekayim a mitzvah, maybe it's dafka dependent on how they tell you to do it. When it comes to an iser, right? Very little to talk about. Now I do it. Don't do it. It's an iser. Okay, so it's an iser. Right? Maybe. That's speculation. We'll see what Rav Chanan says. Okay. Be'ichuta akira, in the, you know, nature of the akira. Sorry. Be'ichuta akira. Right? What is the nature of the akira? How are they being oker? Right? What does it mean to be shevi al taseh? What does it mean to be oker? This is a great linguistic point. Just in general, right, we have this phrase, yesh koach b'yad chachamim lakor d'avar min ha-Torah b'shevi al-taseh. What does it mean to be shevi al-taseh? What types of thing min ha-Torah? What does it mean that they can be oker? Who are the chachamim? Who's authorized to do this? Right? And what does it mean koach? They have the authority, they have the power to do so, they're supposed to do so. It's, you know, part and parcel of, like, everything in Kaltara Kula. You know, what's that? Each one of those phrase lines can help us zero in into part of the question. So we said, okay, what's it mean to be shevi al taseh? Is it about the nature of the maisa or the nature of the mitzvah? In the Akira, im ha'yidei Akira nekar din ha'torah legamri, kigon kiseh patru sadim mitzitzis, They said that certain big types of begadim are pata from tzitzis. Nekra mitzvah tzitzis misatin. The nasis talis p'turim min haTorah. Oh, the emes din haTorah m'komo. Do we say that the mitzvah's gone? There's no problem here, right? There's no mitzvah to put tzitzis on the talis anymore because the chacham said don't do it because of chashash kilayim. Oh, the emes yesh din Torah b'mkomo. The din Torah is there. Really, it's chayiv. The hasadim chayiv the tzitzis min haTorah. Gam la'achar akirasam. Ela shatorah not na lehem reshus l'tzavos lanu shol l'kayim hamitzvah. Okay? Doesn't mean that they can, that the din is gone.
Illustration. This. You have, do we say, din, right, to the actual, like, the say, isu, right, let's say, the actual case, the practical application, the real case in the world. So when they're being oker, they're being oker, the din, right? And obviously there's no yisum. You don't need to put on tzitzis on the beged because it's, you don't need to put tzitzis on the beged because there's no lechiyah to put on the beged anymore. Or are they saying, oh, don't do it. The din is still here, right? According to that second one. The chacham just had the authority to tell you not to do it, right? But let's say you have both. Right? Maybe you should avoid doing this, right? Maybe you should avoid wearing it, right? If the whole point is that they're okay, the din, so the din's gone, right? There is no chiyuv here anymore. Or there's a chiyuv and the chacham have the authority to tell you not to put it into action, right? That's the second chiyuv, right? And the third is tam oshel davar zeh. Right here, why are we mechalik between active and passive? Is it because it's more chomor to do something actively, right? To kum asay who davar chomor ve'in koach v'adam lo'okro v'shevi al tasa ino chomor kokach v'yish kam v'yarchachamim lo'okro. It's a bigger deal to get up and do something, right, against the rules, let's say, than to be passive. Right? We're all much more willing to see injustice and not do anything than to commit injustice ourselves. Right? So, and the same thing is true also by din, right? Why? We all agree that it's much worse to do a crime than to be an accessory to a crime. What? Right, the trolley problem. Right. So it's very clearly it's definitely less of a criminally negligent homicide is obviously a lot less bad than, you know, than first degree murder, right? Shevel tase kom yase. Oh, the be'emes mitzad atmo in chilo klau ben kom yase l'shevel tase. Or maybe there is no difference. V'hadim afalgin v'inayhu hu mitam hanau the din Torah bim komo omi. Maybe the din Torah is still there. And this is very clever, right? It says, oh, right? The Torah says, listen to the Chachamim. The Torah says, put tzitzis on the beged. What do you do when you have, when you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, right? You have a contradiction between two equal authorities. The answer is, Shevi al Taseh, right? You have, you know, you say, you know, Hamad al Chazkaso, Shevi al Tasa, Emotin Chelo Faraya, right? In all different fields, we have this, the principle is, right, you keep the status quo. So the Torah says do something, the Torah says don't do it, right? You have two equal authorities that contradict. The Din Torah says put on the tzitzis, the Chachamim say don't, the Torah says listen to the Chachamim, the Torah says put on tzitzis. They neutralize each other. What happens when they neutralize each other? It's not that the Torah says that the Chachamim could be Oker Davar B'Shevi Al Taseh. The Torah says you're supposed to listen to the Chachamim. They're empowered to make takanos. You have to listen to them. And then when the Chachamim do that, in a case where it comes up against the Torah, the two neutralize each other
and you're stuck with the Shevi Al-Tasa. Right? In which case,
very nicely, you know, our first question will happen to go based on the din or based on the action to say, okay, in that case, I would say we go based on the action, right? Because if it's just a question of the contradiction between these two authorities, or not even two authorities, two mitzvahs, listen to the Chachamim mitzvah that's being met, right? They neutralize each other. The response is, don't do anything, right? Be passive. But it's about physically being passive.
It happens to go like,
right. Which sometimes we go like that. In general, it would, right? When it's Shevi Al-Tasa. When what the Chachamim are telling you to do is Shevi Al-Tasa, Shevi Al-Tasa. So you should go after the Shevi Al-Tasa, but not by Kumbi Ase. Right? Because Kumbi Ase would say the Shevi Al-Tasa would, so you follow the directs. Okay. And in the case of here, right, the din is still kind, but the sum is being stuck because it's being sandwiched between the mitzvah and the takana, right? And the authority comes from the fact that you have these two contradictory authorities. The alternative is to say that it's not, right? Rather, it's about the nature of the mitzvah is kumbi aseh or shevi al-taseh. If the mitzvah's nature is shevi al-taseh, then that puts it on a lower level in terms of its, you know, its potency, let's say. And then what we're directing you towards it is, let's say it's an asay. So in general, an asay has less chomer onus than a lav, right? Usually, right, you don't own your race, except for mila and korban pesach, and the only two asim that have a chiyuv kares. No asay, let's say, has a chiyuv misa. So, okay, right? It's a question of chomer and how. And the Chachamim have an authority to be okay, and they only have in certain limited cases. Right? But the elegance of what Rav Hanan here is suggesting is beautiful, right? Because you have these two dinim. You have the dinim in question, you have the mitzvah, the shmala, the Chachamim. God says, listen to them. There's also this mitzvah. In this case, they clash and then they just neutralize each other. So you're Shevi Al-Tasa. Right? Word then? It's Rav Hanan? It's sort of like more than this, a little bit less than this. So I can tell it in here. So check out that because he was failing between these two. You know, overarching parallel mitzvahs. Let's finish the one, and we're gonna stop for today. Right? So the question of the nature of the din, the nature of what we're allowing you to do, right? How extreme is the authority here? It's totally still applicable. You're totally still chayiv. Torah says do it. Torah says listen to the chachamim. They neutral. Mimila Shevi Al-Tasa Adif, right? You're stuck between two principles. The answer is you can't do anything. V'lav b'kul v'chumra tal yimilsa ela d'kachu adin. B'chol makam sh'shnei dvarim sosum zezeh tzarech liyo Shevi Al-Tasa kimel b'ein aseh docha aseh. You have two mitzvahs aseh,
that are in contract in conflict with each other. Answer is shevi al tase adif. If he's there, lo echpas lan begufa iser in who come to yasei or shevi al tase. Hele be eze ofen over in alav. With the amar there be Yeshua or Belazar. Im natata avarta al bal tavsef. Asita maase biyadayim. Vim lo natata avarta al bal tigra. Vilo asisa maase biyadayim. Basically, I don't remember what that din is. But basically saying, look, you're stuck between potential Baal Tosef or Baal Tegra, but at least in one case, you're not doing anything B'Yadayim. In this case, you are, and therefore, you shouldn't do it. Okay. Stop. Share here. Just get very, very regalachas.
Review. We saw on the one extreme, we have the Shita of the Ri, who says, the Rabbanan actually are okay the din, they can change the din, right, to din B, but they can only do it if it's similar. Right? And the reasons why was that either it just looks bad, right, it undermines the authenticity of the din, of halacha, or they can do that, but they can only do that using actual halachic structure, right, like the Gemara talks about sefiras on there, and in halacha in general, and, or that what they're doing is they're saying something very similar to over here, what Tosfos Yeshayim said, that if you have a kam gadol, it's not nechshav an akira. You're being okay, but it's not nechshav an akira because you're giving formal recognition to what is fundamentally true, right? Fundamentally, let's say in the case of the Meis Mitzvah, she's the Meis Mitzvah, right? The reason why he's matamei the Meis Mitzvah and the reason why he's matamei the Krovim are equally applicable here. Formally, there's nothing that says that it applies here because we don't say, oh, anytime it's like, you know, really, really sad if you did it, and it really, I don't know, really not prohibitive to the mace. We don't say, oh, okay, if you feel that way, then go for it, right? There's formal categories. What our Rabbanan can do is it can give formal recognition to case A here, even though it's not really part of the formal, again, by giving a formal recognition. That's one issue. The question here is where do they get that for? And that's what we're going to deal with next year, or this coming Sunday. Then we said, okay, what if you think that they're not really being okay with the din, right? We're not really changing the din. What they're doing is they're changing that one. Right there, in terms of svara, it makes a lot more sense. It's a lot easier for us to understand why that is. So one extreme was the Arzoner said it has to be only if it's a tzoref making a gather around the Dereksa. Because then what you're doing is saying, oh, we have this balance of these two dinim d'oraisa, and I'm telling you, right, to prioritize one over the other. No. The Kashrites basically said, oh, the Rabbanan are allowed to make a siyag, su mishmanas and mishmanati, and the siyag basically prevents us from ever getting to the case of the din. The Rajva says it doesn't come from mishmanas and mishmanati, it comes from the implementation of halacha is supposed to be done based on the guidance of the Chachamim, and they can tell you basically right where and how and when to be Mekayim the mitzvahs. Not just a question of other mitzvahs, but they also tell you when to do it. Rav Elchanan has a brilliant idea that either right, there's an authority to the Chachamim's ability to be okay, right, or it's not that they basically have the same. Right, din of always, whenever they're making a takana, Torah says, listen to Chachamim's takanos. Torah says, do din A. And what happens is you have the din, and then the din tells you to do some implementation. The Chachamim have a takana, which you have to listen to, midaraisa, that says, don't do this. Then you have a clash between these two authorities, right? Mitzvah A and Mitzvah Lishmala to the takana of the Chachamim. And the answer is, when you have that clash, they neutralize each other and shave your tassa this, and then you just do nothing that results in a stalemate, and therefore, shave your tassa it. Okay? And next year, we're going to get into the explanation of, like, why and how can they be okay.